Hello and welcome to another episode of the Transportation Exchange podcast presented by Rush Trucks as a Canada. I'm your host, Jason Cuddy, and on today's episode, we're excited to welcome Adam Byrick, who is our vocational expert and social media extraordinaire influencer within Rush Trucks as a Canada. Adam, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
So we wanted to have you on to tie in with the current HX launch and the S13 integrated powertrain. So we figured we'd dig into kind of what's worked for you with the HX, some feedback from customers. But I guess the top of mind right now is new integrated powertrain coming through S13, which will replace at some point the 826. I guess we can start speccing and building out, and at some point we'll see a demo coming down the line. What are you excited to see with that powertrain?
Just excited to see something new. They got the whole new after treatment system. Transmission's looking real fresh. I think it's going to do really good in the municipal sector and the smaller kind of roll-off application and whatnot too. I mean, in some big heavy haul down the road application as well, should be sharp.
Yeah, I agree. I think the municipal side, obviously, we see the smaller engine displacement. That's kind of going to be its sweet spot, obviously. And for the guys that need a bit more power and kind of the world you've been playing in, maybe walk us through, what's some of the feedback you're seeing currently. Obviously, we've got to redesign the HX. We'll dig through that. But what's some of the feedback guys are giving you with regards to the HX that you've been successful at bringing into market?
Yeah, so the International HX 620 and 520 has been our severe duty spec tractor and truck. It's been doing great. They paired it with the Cummins X15, which has been a phenomenal powertrain for us. Mind you, when you connect that with the Allison and the Ultra Shift / new Endurant XD, they've been phenomenal for the heavy haul side of things. A lot of guys are liking the space in the cabs, a lot of room versus the competitors, and even a lot of changes from our last HX, the first generation.
Yeah, I think from the outside, they look kind of the same, right? So someone who may have played with or demoed an HX, 4 or 5 years ago may think, it was tight. It was squishy. I mean, I could barely get the door all the way open to get in. And once you're in, it was crammed. It was a very old school truck, lots of dials, lots of gauges, but not overly, ergonomic friendly. So, obviously different shapes and sizes. Everyone's getting in, with good feedback from customers as well as far as ergonomics and getting into
the truck. So, I mean, the biggest thing with the new generation or next gen was they kind of took the LT highway tractor and partnered it up with, or beefed it up, I should say, to put into the severe line. The previous or first gen of HX, they used the Paystar cab, like you said, a lot of little trinkets and whatnot on the analogs, gauges, this and that. And now they really made it ergonomically friendly. A lot of room, the door clearance now, it allows for the wide and tall guys to fit in. I had a customer who he drives for a paving company, and when I told him, hey, he was looking for a truck or a dump truck, I should say, and I told him I got the HX lineup. His cousin referred me to him, and he goes, Adam, listen, the HX is not interested in it. He goes, I'm driving one right now. I can barely fit in it. My nickname's Tiny, but I'm really 6'7". So he came to the office. I said, here, try us out, see what you think. Climbs right up into the truck, and he goes, I could definitely get in and out of this thing. A lot more room compared to the competitors, and a lot of changes compared to the last one. And then we also now integrated our Diamond Elite interior, which is a real nice comparable to the premium product, stitched doors, stitched door trims, the leather steering wheels, the stitched seats. It's just, it really takes the truck to the next level. It goes from being your fleet tractor to now a owner operator tractor truck.
Yeah. So, I mean, when it comes to the competitors, obviously, other nameplates have had a pretty high dominance in, especially dump truck, but even the heavy haul. And clearly we're starting to make inroads here, competitively. Obviously the getting inside ergonomic part is huge. Mm-hmm. At the trim level, what are some of the other feedback guys are maybe surprised to realize they can get on the HX that they didn't realize was available?
Yeah. So, I mean, not only with the dump trucks, but our cement mixer market's been huge right now. We're one of the few brands, aside from Mack, that we can actually get a full 9 meters into a truck. So that's been a real positive feedback from guys, comfort also. And then the other big thing where we seem to be taking the market by really strong right now, or by force, is our heavy haul market. a lot of guys that are in that market, they usually go with your Kenworths and Peterbilts all dressed up to the nines, big stacks, the chrome. And a lot of guys in the beginning, like, you know, prior to me kind of coming in here and talking to guys, they didn't even know that you could dress up a truck like this.
Right.
They thought that was only, you know, Peterbilt and Kenworth that could get those options. Then when you start looking at, you know, what Class 8 manufacturing has for like fenders, Dieter's offers for lights and chrome, the light bars, the headache racks from Iconic. I mean, you can make these things dressed to be just as good, if not better. Which has been a really positive thing hearing from a lot of guys in that sense.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, sort of new. And I think you've done a great job at doing that, which is why I wanted to have you chat about it, because I think most people think HX, they think dump truck, you know, and we've done really well with it. It's a great product in that application, and it's definitely made some great inroads. But to your point, the heavy haul piece is another avenue where that truck is really designed, you know, to succeed.
Yeah.
And yeah, dressing it up, you know, but even on top of the dress up part, I think just componentry wise, you know, it's on par with what guys are looking for with regards to axles and transmissions. Yeah. And you mentioned the Cummins already.
Yeah. I mean, like one of the other things too is like Navistar / International, we do a lot of third party components, which is nice. So a lot of guys, when they look at it, they go, well, you know, you're using proprietary stuff. Well, no, actually we use a lot of the big name components for suspension, for engines, for, you know, your axles, like all big name brands that you want, we use what that guys want in especially the heavy haul market.
Yeah. So you're getting everything they want, you know, in a new kind of ergonomic design. Yeah. But obviously on top of that, the HX allows you, you know, different PTO options like controllers, maybe speak to, and Diamond Logic obviously plays a bit to that. Maybe kind of walk through some of the things you've done for customers again.
Yeah. So with the Diamond Logic, a lot of guys, a lot of techs and whatnot, they really like the whole, you know, plug and play option, can shift switches around, makes it for easy maintenance, easy driver comfort. Some guys like their dump switches on the left. Some guys like their air dump switches on the right. And also like for your PTO, for instance, you got a lot of lockout options. So, you know, for the dump truck guys, they like to roll forward. Sometimes what happens, they leave the PTO on. In the past, guys would chew up their PTOs.
Yeah.
Now, you know, after anything over 3 or 5 miles per hour, you can set them in. It shuts off the PTOs. So it's really nice for the guys with the big 10, 15 plus fleet trucks and, you know, new drivers coming and going as they go. You don't know how great they're going to be. So it's really nice to have those lockout features. Same thing with like backup lights, cutting out your radio when you're going into backup mode. You know, you got a lot of drivers now. They love listening to the tunes. We've got great sound systems, by the way. But you know, when you're backing up and you're trying to, you know, you got to pay attention to that operator with his bucket in the air, it's nice that they have the automatic cutout. So there's a lot of cool features with that.
Yeah. And like I said, whether it's, you know, one truck in fleet or a huge fleet, especially on a fleet side, allows you to standardize the vehicle so they all operate the same. So if guys are flipping between trucks, but also you said on from the owner's side, they know everything is set up the same. So it takes away all that risk, right? It's a great way to, just from a safety point of view, making sure that the drivers are safe, the people, you know, around the vehicles when they're moving are safe, and everyone knows what the parameters are that things should be working.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so tied in with the heavy haul outside of just the HX, but you know, another piece of what we do here that again, you've done well with and is the heavy haul trailers.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you speak to kind of what you've been seeing go out the door tied to an HX tractor.
Yeah. So Rush has a large number of trailer options, pretty much anything specialized. So we carry the Trout River Line Fontaines for the heavy haul floats, Alutrek, Cobra End dumps and bodies. Recently now, we also carry the Bull Rock dump bodies too. So there's a lot of variables in terms of the bodies and trailer applications that you can, or bodies and trailers, sorry, that you can put onto your trucks and tractors. With our Fontaine trailer, the heavy hauls, I mean, they're super versatile. They're a well-engineered trailer. A lot of our big competitors in the Ontario market that a lot of the heavy haul guys kind of stay loyal to, their trailers aren't as engineered as Fontaine. Right. Fontaine kind of is I wouldn't say like a cookie cutter spec, but they focus more on payload instead of looks.
Right.
Not that to mention our trailers do look fantastic, but I mean, web design, designed for point loads, super versatile. I mean, the Fontaine Magnitude, you can change out your decks. You don't have to have 3 trailers now. You can do like a drop beam deck, a beam deck, or just your standard deck. You can add, we have our pin-on axles, so you can add a 4th pin-on. You can remove it for half load season. You can get the front flip box also if you need to get the weight further up on the tractor. So a lot of versatility in that standpoint. Yes, you can also pick your colors and whatnot. So they've been a great trailer for that kind of guy that comes in and out, especially from Canada to the US, or somebody that wants to grow. I mean, I got a customer now. He goes, hey, I want to look into a float, but I don't know where I want to go with this. So I kind of want to start at a three axle. Well, the nice thing with, like, let's say our magnitudes is that you can start off on a three axle. And then if you're going to all of a sudden have a contractor that wants to get you into more work, well, you can pin on the fourth, then you can put on a spreader, then you can pin on a flip box. And it's kind of like you can grow with the trailer. You're not limited to, hey, now we're going to sell this and get into something different.
Yeah, that's huge, right? And it allows them to be very versatile, right? Which is kind of nice. So, and like you mentioned before, even if you go back to the dump truck side, outside of the heavy haul world, you know, you've got the Cobra aluminum product and now the Bolrock steel product, right?
Yeah.
So you're covered on both ends, which is cool.
No, it's awesome. I mean, even like these Bolrocks, which is really exciting, is, you know, you have your standard GTA spec box, plus you've got your like landscaper contract box for the guys out in the east. For the big excavation guys, you have the slope side bodies as well, which is awesome. Really make sure that you front load those trucks. So there's a lot of cool options coming out with that also.
Yeah. And like I said, something to look forward to with the new S13 launch as well. So a lot coming our way with regards to heavy haul and you know, everything that's tied into HX product line. So, you know, thanks for sharing all everything you know and you've had success with so far.
Yeah, absolutely.
So for those, I mean, you've been great on social media. You take a lot of great videos, a lot of great pictures. So if people want to see these trucks, you know, in action, how do they connect with you and how do they follow you?
Yeah, so guys, if you follow me on Instagram, I'm at rushtruck_Adam. That's where you'll see all the reels, the videos actively posted all the time. Same with stories.
Yeah, and they're great, right? It's a great way to share the customer experience and really see, you know, everything you talked about today. You get to see it, you know, in person and see what you can do with these trucks, right? There's some really cool customization, as you mentioned, right?
Yeah.
A lot of stuff chromed out, blinged out, and, you know, things that you don't necessarily see sitting at the dealership. You know, your traditional white truck, that's, you know, that's the workhorse, but you can have some fun with these things.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Excellent. Hey, well, thanks for sitting down with us and kind of sharing your experience of, you know, how the HX has done in the heavy haul and vocational market. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, that concludes today's episode. I want to thank Adam for sitting down and joining us today. And to catch up on past episodes, check out transportationexchangepodcast.ca. And until next time, thanks for listening.